firefighters have worked through the night to contain bushfires in Victoria's northeast. 12 houses were destroyed near Ballarat over the weekend, but rain and cooler temperatures have slowed the speed of the flames. Emergency warnings are still in place for Leneva and Leneva West, plus a bunch of other places, including the Indigo Upper. Warnings for the Indigo Valley and other areas have been downgraded to a watch and act basis. Anyone in those areas should listen to ABC local radio for detailed updates and information. In the meantime, we're going to get the latest right now from Jane Garrett, who's Victoria's Minister for Emergency Services. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us. How many blazes are you currently dealing with, and what are the areas that are under emergency warning and those that are on watch and act?
So, there's about 13 fires across Victoria, including in East Gippsland and some near Lawn, which are causing some concern, but we're in a lot better position thanks to the cool change and the rain than we were over the last couple of days. The major fires that still are going in a serious way are still at Scottsburn and Barnawatha. There was a fire up at Epping, which was... charges are that it was deliberately lit. That man is now in custody, but that has been contained and is safe.
And what are the conditions like today as well as for the remainder of the week? What are you expecting?
Look, today is so much better. I mean, the last couple of days before the change came in were just horrific down here. We had 43 degrees and then a lot of lightning and wind. And, of course, much of the state is just tinder dry due to a lack of rain. So the only part of Victoria that has had basically average rainfall is in that Gippsland area in the state's east. The rest of it, particularly central and north and south, southwest, have been just very, very dry. So we really believe that we, thanks to the hard work of so many people, we are just very lucky we didn't lose anybody these last couple of days. These are big fires. Barnawatha is still at 9,000 hectares, but that has stopped its run thanks to some 20 mils of rain and the work of just hundreds and hundreds of people on the ground, including our friends in New South Wales who provided some strike team.
As you say, much of the state is tinder dry, and this won't be the last of the hot and dry and windy weather. Are you expecting a pretty tough bushfire season in Victoria?
Look, you know, certainly we are, and unfortunately it's already begun. We had ferocious fires from October, including the major fire at Lancefield, where we lost several homes. It came with a vengeance. We had hugely hot days, windy days, right back in early October. So we've now been in a fire season for a good couple of months, and we're expecting that to only get worse. We're, you know, December, our typical period, which is very difficult, is usually late January, early February in Victoria. We're already battling blazes like this, so we really are in a situation where we've got to make sure that our career and volunteer firefighters are getting the rest that they need. We're very grateful, of course, for support from other states like we do to our friends in particularly South Australia or New South Wales, where we are often crossing the border with trucks and teams and aircraft. We've got the biggest aircraft fleet we've ever had in Victoria, with some 47 aircraft, including the two large air tankers, and they have been put to very good use over the last couple of days.
And as I understand it, three buildings destroyed yesterday in Barnawatha, but additionally hundreds of people forced to evacuate from their homes just before Christmas. If people want to make donations, what is needed? Where can people help?
We've got very, very certain steps around how we manage relief for people. And so we have our relief centres in the Barnawatha area. They're set up at Wodonga and Beechworth, where people can access immediate relief grants. For example, at the Scottsburn area, we've already made some $30,000 worth of those payments where people have lost their homes or their homes are uninhabitable. There's grants for up to $32,000. They've already just started to be processed around Scottsburn. It's really important that people don't just rock up with a whole bunch of goods, because that actually can add to the strain of all of those workers trying to manage people who have suffered the unthinkable and lost their houses or are unable to go back in there. So if you want to donate goods, the best thing to do is go to your local charities, your Salvos and the like, and donate those goods, and they can manage it. And similarly, if you have money that you wish to donate, they are in the best position to assist you. And of course, that will all go straight to those people who've been affected.
Jane Garrett, appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a busy day.
Thanks, Hamish. Good
Jane Garrett is Victoria's Minister for Emergency Services.